All of this, no matter what it is just a flow of bliss. It is a flow of pure bliss, and this is what the instinctive recognition of the basic state allows. Otherwise, you're going to feel your energy gobbled up by all the names and descriptions that you take to be oh so peculiar to yourself. There's nothing to avoid. You know, there is absolutely nothing to avoid. And when you feel disturbed and get all caught up in that disturbance, don't stop there. Take in all the disturbance of everyone, everywhere. Take it all in. There's nothing to avoid. By rushing around from one individualized experience to another, it's simply a strategy for not taking on the immense suffering, the immense confusion that is present within your own basic state. The basic state is always super aware and super sensitive to everything. Take it all in when you have that moment of self-puffery or some project you're taking on. Just take in how many beings are engaged in exactly that same confusion, that moment of total despair, that moment of the project of self. Take it all in. Why stop with what's occurring to you as an individual? Take it all in. Nothing can affect your basic state anyway, so why stop with your own ideas, whatever they might be, your own gut-wrenching emotions, or that moment where you feel just carried away by whatever it is? Take it all in, everybody everywhere at exactly the same moment who's having whatever that situation is. Maybe you have a headache. How many people have a headache? You know, all of that suffering, that confusion, whatever it is a phenomena of your own basic state, unaffected by anything that occurs. What I'm sharing with you here is direct access to pure bliss. That's what it is. If you stop with yourself, you'll never feel blissful. But when you're afflicted and you take it all in, all of the suffering of everyone, whether you have a headache or you're dying or you're on top of the world or you can't sleep at night or whatever it is, why stop with you? When everything is occurring within you. If you stop at you, you're living on the head of a pin. You're living in a very small space. When you reach out to buy that lipstick or push away that ice cream or whatever it is, get connected. Why stop with you? In that instant, there are countless beings engaged in exactly the same project. Take it all in. It's already occurring within you, so why not recognize that? Release yourself from the claustrophobia and the suffocation of being all wrapped up in you. When you immediately release yourself by the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state, you enter into the flow of bliss where nothing is avoided. You don't even have to think about being connected with everyone and everything. You just are. You instantaneously are aware that whatever is occurring to you is occurring within the basic state, is occurring to countless beings, in countless universes that are bumping together unavoidably. Just see if what I'm saying is true in your own experience. Check it out. There's nothing to avoid. Not in your own experience or anyone else's. How many people are reaching for that lipstick or that mascara or whatever it might be? Simple. How many people are sitting down to a good old meal? Everything is contained within you. Everything. That's the true identity. Everything is contained within you. You can't be found to exist, and you can't be found not to exist. So where does that leave you? It leaves you without any ideas. I love it when people make these pronouncements, I do not exist. That shows a true kindergartner examining the nature of existence. If you don't exist, come over here and I'll provide you a candle and you can put your finger in the candle flame. And we will once and for all test whether you really do not exist. You see where I'm going with this? So why rely on all the intellectual speculation of it, about everything? Just relax in your natural state, the basic state. Allow everything to be as it is.